In the epistle today, it says, "And he chose him out of all flesh, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." I was thinking today as I was preparing this little sermon, what a great day it is for my family as well. I remember as a teenager, being given this beautiful card of Saint Joseph holding the Holy Child in his arms, and the card was pierced with a relic of the holy nail from Calvary. So at one point or another, I read how powerful Saint Joseph was. So I got this idea that, well, I couldn't pray all the time, so I would write down my intention on a little sticky note and put it on the back of the card. And I left it there for many, many years. Do you know what that intention was? It was for my father's conversion. And sure enough, Saint Joseph came through. And when my father was confirmed, it was 2 Novembers ago, he chose the name Joseph as his patron. So today is his feast day. But all those years, Saint Joseph was working very quietly on my father. And that's pretty much how Saint Joseph was his whole life long. He did everything quietly. Almost no mention is made of him in sacred scripture, and very little, if anything, about what he said. Only a few of the things of what he did. But he was chosen by God out of all flesh to be the spouse of the Mother of God and to be the foster father of Jesus. Here's how it went. Our Lady, you remember, she was dedicated to the temple. She lived as a little child in the temple. And the high priest told them, well, you've reached the age where now you must leave the temple, go out into the world, and find a husband. And Our Lady went to the high priest afterwards and said, well, I can't, because my parents dedicated me to God, and I also dedicated myself. I made a vow that I couldn't marry. And so the priest, then there was a voice that came down from heaven, and it called all the men of the area to the temple, and they were all to report there. And so Saint Joseph was one of the men that heard this voice from heaven, and he reported. And they all had their rods, their staffs, and they were told to put them down on a table. Well, they stayed there for a while, and at the time when all the men were praying, one of them blossomed. It was Saint Joseph's staff. It blossomed with beautiful lilies to symbolize his holy purity, and that he could be trusted as Our Lady's spouse. And then a dove, the Holy Ghost, descended upon Saint Joseph's rod. And that is how heaven chose, out of all other men, Saint Joseph to be Our Lady's husband. But he was chosen, think of that, by Almighty God. He was the one loved and chosen to protect the Mother of God, to protect God the Son. And he did so quietly. He never complained. Right from the beginning, first there was the worry. Well, he saw that his wife was about to have a baby, and it was all mysterious. So he just left it to God, and sure enough, an angel came and told him what it was all about, and told him, marry her. Go ahead. This baby is from God. And then, shortly after the birth, he was told by the angel in sleep. You remember this story, children? An angel woke him up in the middle of the night and told him, go, wake up Mary and Jesus, and flee. Get out of this city. Go to Egypt, because someone is seeking to kill Jesus. And so they left. There's an interesting story, though, that as soon as they crossed into Egypt, there was this beautiful, this happened about 3 miles from Cairo, and there's a beautiful sycamore tree. As soon as the Holy Family entered, came to it, the tree bowed down to Jesus, and that miraculous tree has actually worked many miracles. People have taken leaves from it, and at least during the 1800s, it was still living. So in any case, St. Joseph kept up his work and was told to go back to his home city, but he worked for so many years as a carpenter. And if you've ever known a carpenter, they work very hard, carrying heavy loads and climbing and everything else. Their bodies become very sore and tired after a while. Well, that was the case with St. Joseph. They say that St. Joseph became so sickly that 8 years before his death, they told that Our Lady begged him to stop working so hard. And he had to be convinced because he was a man and men like to work. So finally, she convinced him, and he dedicated the last 8 years of his life to thinking about all the mysteries that happened in the life of St. Joseph and the Holy Family. Well, 9 days before St. Joseph's death, they say that he was in bed and suffering extremely terrible pains. But Jesus and Mary never, ever left his sick bed. They were always there, praying with him and encouraging him. The angels would come 3 times a day and sing their chants with him. And then the last moments came, and our blessed Lord kissed St. Joseph and gave him his blessing. And then St. Joseph left this world. He went to heaven quietly. But remember, this is our lesson today. St. Joseph is so quiet, so silent, that we always forget about him. We forget that after Our Lady, he is the most powerful saint in heaven. We forget it too often. So let us look towards this quiet saint and remember that when you pray to him for anything, remember this, that he's working for you, but he's working quietly, just like he did for all those years for my father when I thought nothing was happening. But St. Joseph was on it. And when the time came, it was he that converted my father. Go to Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.